Today's daf, we began with that Mishnah regarding Tumah V'Tahara, and there are basically four parts of that Mishnah, and the Gemara analyzes two of them thus far. The first one was Bichanina Skana Kohanim, who said that the Kohanim never held back from taking something that was a third level Tumah, and to combine it with something that was a first level Tumah, and even though the third level would be brought up to a second level Tumah, they never held back and were completely comfortable with burning them together. That was Bichanina, but Skana Kohanim. Kiva came along and added, not only that, but they would sometimes take some of the third level Tumah and combine it with something that was an Ava Tumah. That was the case of the Ner Matechas, the male thing. Even though that would raise a third level Tumah to a first level Tumah, jumping two rungs up high, that Rabbi Kiva said was permitted as well. Then we finished off, we'll read this inside of the Gemara again. Rabbi Meir came along and said, Midivrehem, from their words, and it was unclear who their words are, from their words we can conclude, on Erev Pesach you could take Tumah Tahorah and burn it with a Tumah Tameah, even though the Tumah Tahorah is going to become Tameah. And Rabbi Yossi came along in the mission and said that's not true, and he started quoting some opinions of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, which seemed completely from left field. So the Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi is what we're going to be discussing now, and unclear, first of all, who Rabbi Meir is referring to with Divrayim, and secondly, why does Rabbi Yossi bring Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, seemingly nothing to do with this discussion. So let's go back for a moment, Yudal and Beis. Just to read that inside quickly from the two dots. It's 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Reb Lazar, Meir midivrem lemanu v'chule. So Meir learned from someone's words. So midivrem deman. Who is he deriving the lacha? You could burn Tumah Tahorah with Tumah Tameah on Erev Pesach. Ilema, if you're going to tell me midivrei Rabbi Chanina, skana kohanim, if that's who he's learning it from, midami. Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Chanina, tamei v'tamei. Hacha tar v'tamei. The case of Kachim, they're both Tamei. In the case of Rabbi Meir, it's talking about Tumah Tahorah, the Tumah Tameah on Erev Pesach, one's tar, one's Tamei. You can't conclude that. Ve'ela midivrei Rabbi Kiva. He must be learning from Rabbi Kiva's halacha. Midami, is that similar? Hasam pasal v'tamei. Rabbi Kiva is a pasal Tamei, but at least it's pasal, therefore it's not so problematic to make it Tamei. Hacha, in our case in Erev Pesach, Tahorah v'tamei. Zegwar says no. Neima kesava Rabbi Meir. It may really hold that Masnisin, our Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, is a case of the Ava Tumah Deraisa, Vivlad Hatumah Dirabanan. So it's the first case of the Mishnah. You have a Basar which got Tameh from an Ava Tumah Deraisa. Now this Basar is a Rishon Deraisa. Now the other Basar we're talking about only became Tameh Vlad on a Dirabanan level. Says Rashi, it says Gemara rather, Vlad Tumah Dirabanan, Dimidiraisa Tarm Alia. The second piece of meat is actually completely Tahor. And now it's more comparable to the case of Tumah Tahorah. Why? I think Rashi is going to explain. Let's just finish the one more line. Umay midivrehem, midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. He learns this from the opinion of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So what's the comparison? Rabbi Chanina's case is Kachim Tamei Deraisa with Kachim Tamei Dirabanan. Rabbi Meir's case is Tumah Tahorah with Tumah Tameah. But Tumah Tahorah is not Tamei Dirabanan. Rabbi Chanina was talking about a case, although Deraisa, the kachim was tar, but at least it was a Tumah Dirabanan. Rabbi Meir's case is it's Tumah Tahorah. There's no Tumah Dirabanan. So look what Rashi explains in the top Rashi in Tezvav Aban Aleph. My midivrei de Rabbi Meir, midivrei Rabbi Chanina writes Rashi, the Tumah Tahorah b'shei shalos damya lehahu d'shlishi the tower. Deraisa v'tamei Dirabanan. You're right, Rabbi Chani is talking about a case of that the Shlishi is really Tahor Midiraisa, it's just Tameh Midirabanam. The case of Tumah Tahorah at the sixth hour is also an Isser Dirabanam. Rashi goes further, the Honami Shari Midiraisa, the case of Chamech is also permitted on a Diraisa level in the sixth hour, Ad Tchila Sheva, Vasiri Midirabanam, it's only Isser Dirabanam. The Chavan de Ashmina, once we learn from Rabbi Chanina, the Mitamina and Tumah Dirabanan, Bituma Deraisa, the Mitamilem Dirabanan, Ochaz Ochel. Therefore, Mitamina Nami Tumah Tahorah, our case of Chametz, the Asira Midirabanan, Bituma de Tumah, Tameya Deraisa, the Lo Mitamile Ella Midirabanan. So basically, what Rameya learns is that you could learn from a halacha of Tumah Dirabanan to apply it to a case of an Isser Dirabanan. Rabbi Chanina's case is Tumah Dirabanan with a Tumah Deraisa. Rabbi Meir's case is Isser Dirabanan with a Tumah Deraisa. And that's how Rabbi Meir gets his halacha.
Isser and Tumah.
Exactly. Part of the underpinnings here is how much can you learn Isser and Tumah from each other. But at this point, the Gemara doesn't seem to distinguish between the two. That's the first opinion of Midivrayim Shel Rabbi Meir, where we learn this from. Now the Gemara quotes from Reish Lakish, who learns differently. I'm a Reish Lakish. Rishim Bar Kapara. Masnisin ba'ava tuma deraisa, bivlada tuma deraisa. Nope, you cannot learn what we just said. Because Rabbi Hanina's case is talking about both deraisas. Both kachum cases of tuma are deraisas. There's a deraisa that's a one level tuma, and the other one's a third level tuma, also on a deraisa level. So you would never be able to conclude from that, those halachas, to apply it to Truma Torah and Truma Tumea, where one is completely Torah Midaraisa. Because Rabbi Hanina's case is where both are Tumei Daraisa. So if that's the case, according to Reish Lakish, Mai Midirayim, so who are those people, who are those words that Rabbi Meir learns it from? Says the Gemara, Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Not from our Mishnah, there's from this general machlok, this general discussion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that's where he learns his words from. So, hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua are we referring to? Which is the source of Rabbi Meir's new conclusion? Ilema, if you're going to tell me from the following, how Rabbi Yeshua, the following Rabbi Yeshua that says in the Mishnah, the Tanan, Chavis Shel Truma, you have a jug of some sort of Truma, Shenola La Sofek, Tuma, and it came into a this question whether it became Tame or not. Rashi says it's a case there, someone who was Tame, a person who was Tame, walked into the room, and there was a suffix whether or not he touched this or what didn't touch it. So there's a suffix whether this chuma is now Tumea or it's still Tower. What's the din?
And the Chavish, okay, the guy was Tame.
Right. Okay. The guy was Tame, went to this room with chuma, wasn't sure if he touched it or not. So it's a suffix Tuma. So how do you deal with this Chavish of chuma, which now has a suffix? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Hayisa Munechas B'Makam HaTorfa, if this Chavish was placed in a very exposed area where it's very likely to become Tame, you put this in a way in a protected place. You still have to do shmira on this truma. It's only safik. If it's tuma, truma, tumea, then you could have exposed it. But since it's a safik, it's very possible it's still truma tahora, and therefore you have to protect it. And let's say v'im ha'isa b'megula. Let's say it was exposed, it was open, uncovered. Yachasana, you should cover it. Still have to protect it according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along with Yeshua Omer, Im Yahisa Munechas Bemakma Mutsna, if it was protected, Yani Khan Mumakum Hatufer. No, you expose it. Vim Haisa Mucha Mechusa, Yigalanu, and if it's covered, uncover it. So there's Machokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. What do you do when you have Truma, Safik Tuma by Truma? Rabbi Eliezer says you still have to protect it, still apply the Shmira, because it still might be Tahor. Rabbi Yeshua says you could assume it's Tameh and do away with it. So if this is the Rabbi Yeshua we learn, Rabbi Yeshua says, ah, you see, if there's a suffix here, you could just be metamid, open it up, expose it, uncover it. So you see, you're allowed to be metamid, a suffix case. So if that's the source...
You're not really doing it directly.
Ah, that's exactly what Gemara says. Gemara says, that cannot be Rabbi Yeshua. Because our case says, the Gemara, mi dami, hasam grama ba'alma, hach b'yadayim. In the case of Rabbi Yeshua that we just brought, by exposing this chuma suffix tuma, you're just exposing it. It's a grama. You're just allowing it to become tame if something tame touches it. But you're not directly being with tame. In our Mishnah, you're taking Chuma Torah, putting it directly with Chuma Tamea, and then your Biadayim actually going to be mitame. So you cannot learn these halachas from this Rabbi Yeshua. Comes out of this discussion, there's some interesting Rishonim here. You look at Rashi. Rashi writes in the Dibur Maschil, it's probably halfway down in the Rashi's, Yani Chene B'Makam HaTorfa. He says, this is according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if you have a suffix tumah and truma, so then you're supposed to place it in an exposed area. Says Rashi, Kolomar, im ratza yachol ligrom lo tumah. If you want, you can cause a tumah. Meaning, you don't have an obligation to watch it, but you don't have to. You don't have an obligation to make it tumah either. You could do whatever you want with it. If you look at Rabbi Hananel, in mine it's at least around 10, 11 lines down. It says, Amar Yeshua, im hayisam unechas b'makam mutzna, if it's protected, this suffix tuma case, yani chen b'makam torfa. Im hayisam echusa, yigalenu. If it's covered, uncovered. Kolomer, ya'ase elu. One should do these. Hadvarm, ula yipo ba sheretz o yavo adam tame v'yiga behem v'titama. One should expose the chuma, which it has a suffix on it now. You should allow it to become tame. As opposed to Rashi, you have the option, meaning you don't have to do a shmira. Rabbeinu Hananel says you have to actually expose it in the hope that it becomes Talmud. Rambam also says the same thing. Rambam, who is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Hananel, that school of thought, Rambam also seems to say one should expose it according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? If it's a suffix, shouldn't you at least try to protect it, provide shmir as much as possible, because it might still be Tahor? So the way I want to explain is as follows. Let's say you have Chuma Tahora, there's a key mitzvah how to deal with that Truma Torah. The key mitzvah is to eat it. Eating the Truma Torah is the way to be mekayim the mitzvah, achilas Truma. Let's say if Truma, that's vadai tamei. So there's a key mitzvah to actually burn the Truma Temeah, to burn it for the purpose of a kohen, to get hana, to burn it, to cook his food. But let's say if a safek, you can't do the mitzvah. If there's a safek tuma on the Truma, you can't do the mitzvah, because if you eat it, it might be tamei, you can't eat it. But you can't burn it either, because it might be Torah, so you're stuck. But they want you to be mekayim the mitzvah, so the best thing to do is expose it. Give the possibility, at least you have a conclusion, you have a decision here. Exposing it, maybe in hope, someone will come to be mitami it. Not your fault, it was simply gamma. Someone will be mitami it, and now you can be mekayim the mitzvah of burning it. You have something to do, you know how to deal with it properly. That's how the Achron explained the Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel, even though it seems counterintuitive. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says this Rabbi Yeshua cannot be the source of Rabbi Meir. Where Rabbi Meir says you can be a dime, take Truma Torah with Truma Temeah and burn them together and make it Tameh, Rabbi Yeshua says only Grum is allowed. So which Rabbi Yeshua does he learn this from? Ella, Har Rabbi Yeshua, the following Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanah in the Mishnah elsewhere says, Chavis shel Truma shenishbura, you had a Chavis of Truma that cracked, Begas Hel Yone. This is talking about a wine press, the top level of the press where they would smash it. The tachtona below it, in the pit below, Rashi says, where you catch all the stuff, is chulun tamem. So I'm not sure exactly why a person did this, but left over in the pit was chulun tamem, and then on the top he had a chavish al truma. The chavish al truma cracked. So what are you supposed to do? If the chavish al truma falls into the truma, the chulun, so now both the chulun and the truma are going to be mixed together, and it's going to be tamem. Let's say the chulun was tamem. So if I mix together Truma and Chulin, I just give it to a Kohen, because a Kohen can eat. But now that the Chulin is Tameh, and the Truma gets combined with the Chulin that's Tameh, the Truma now is Tameh also. So now you can't give it to a Kohen.
Sorry, when we say Chavit Shel Truma, do we actually mean what's inside the Chavit, or the actual Chavit?
No, what's inside, a crack, the wine, and it starts, or the wine's pouring out of it. So what are you supposed to do in this case? So it seems like, just let it, what can you do? What are your options here? So, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, I skipped the word, sorry, Mode, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Yochol Lahasa Mimenu, Revis, Betara, Yatza. Let's say you could find a keli, a tower keli, quickly put it underneath and catch a revis of it, catch it. If, let's say, you don't have enough time or the kli is so small, less than a revis, you could just let everything fall. We'll get to that in a moment. So, if you could catch whatever you could catch, at least a revis or more, catch it with the kli. That's the best thing to do, of course. Vimlav, if you can't, let's say you can't catch it. All I have is Kalim Tameim. So if I catch it with Kalim Tameim, I'm in essence being Metame the Truma here. But I'm protecting the Chulun. At least I can eat the Chulun. If I let everything slide, so I haven't caused any Tuma, but now I've lost everything, because now the Truma and the Chulun both are also to be eaten. So what should I do? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teirid V'titma, Val Yitmen B'yad. Let it just fall. Let the Truma become Tame. But at least you didn't mimtame the truma. Okay, you lose out on the truma. You lose out on the chulun, more importantly, because before the chulun, anyone was able to eat. Now no one can eat it. Zayar, a non-kohen, can't eat it because there's truma mu'rava. A kohen can't eat it because now it's tame. But better than that, Rabbi Elazar says, have the hefted mamon than to cause tuma. Rabbi Yeshua says otherwise. Rabbi Yeshua omer af yitmenu biyad. You can put a kalim, there, tame, underneath it, to catch the truma. Even though you're going to be mitami the truma be a dime, at least you've saved and protected the chulun below that somebody could eat. You protected the hefs and mamu. That's Rabbi Yeshua. So this is the source of Rabbi Meir. He learned it from Rabbi Yeshua that you can be mitame truma be a dime. So in the case of Chametz, you can be mitame truma tahora be a dime on Erev Pesach. And then the point is, the comparison is that both this truma is going to be vadai liibud, vadai going to be lost, so you're allowed to catch it. On Erev Pesach, the truma Torah is vadai going to be burned, so therefore you're allowed to. It's not in general you can be metame truma, it's only when the truma is ultimately going to go to waste. In the case of the truma falling, it's going to waste, so you can be metame biadaim. In the case of Erev Pesach, it's going to go to waste because it's going to be asa b'ana, you could be metame biadaim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, if this Rabbi Yeshua is really the source of Rabbi Meir's halacha, Ihachi asks the Gemara, Hai midvayim, midvarav mibayla. It shouldn't say from their words, it's only his words of Rabbi Yeshua. Gemara says Hachi Kamar mi Machlo Kason Shel Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Lamanu. He learned from there, not word, but there Machlokes should be more precise. Dekanami can be Medayik in the Mishnah. It says Dekasani Mode Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Shmamina. And now we understand back in the Mishnah when Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, "You don't know what you're talking about, Rabbi Meir." Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua actually admit in this case that you have to burn them each separately. Now, where in the world did Rabbi Yossi get Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua from? The Mishnah didn't mention that. But now, if you interpret Midiram, means he got it. He learned the halacha from the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Now we understand Rabbi Yossi's response. Rabbi Yossi says, "No, you're wrong. They don't say." Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua argues in your case. V'chein, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Masnisim Bava Tuma Deraisa, Mivlao Tuma Deraisa. And this statement is completely consistent with what we just said, according to Reish Lakish. Now, a couple of things interesting comes out of this discussion, this new mission we just brought, Rabbi Yeshua. One thing is, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Kohen Shur, wants to know, the Mishnah told us, if you're able to save a revis of the Truma of the Torah, you should save it. And if you can't, let it go to waste. So if a little bit, if less than a revis of Truma is falling down, dripping down, you could just let it go. It's less than a revis. Ask Rav Chanan, what do you mean? Isn't there a concept of, the whole idea of saving Truma is from the pasuk Mishmeres Trumasi. Doing a shmir to my Truma, protecting my Truma. That's a mitzvah haseh. And if I violate it, that's an isser haseh. So shouldn't there be an isser haseh of chatzi shir? If there's less than a revis, I should still be concerned with the isser of Mishmeres Trumasi. I should still have to save it. Even the smallest amount of Truma would be a violation. So Rav Chanan says that Mishmeres Trumasi, that Isser Aseh of protecting it, the only point of it is to help, to facilitate eating Truma. You have to protect it so you can mekayim the mitzvah Achilas Truma. Achilas Truma only applies with a revis or more. You have to have a shir. Pachos mi revis, achati shir, you do not have the mitzvah Achilas Truma. That's what he says. Now this approach of Rav Chanan is really subject to a larger machlokas achronim, famously brought by Minchas Chinuch, whether you apply chati shir to a mitzvah aseh. Mitzvah lo aseh, we know the concept of chati shir also in our Torah, the Gemara Nuva tells us. When it comes to lav, so even though it's less than a shir, chati shir, you still cannot do the lav. But what about a mitzvah aseh? Is there a concept of mitzvah aseh, a chati shir by mitzvah aseh? Rav Chanan says no. Pachos mechashir, chati shir, there's no mitzvah aseh. Other achronim argue, no. Even pachus mechashir, even a chati shir does apply. You do get a key mitzvah saseh. So that's a Rav Chanan discussion. Then when Yeshua tells us, we learn the halacha that when the truma is falling, you're allowed to be mitame biyadayim. Is there a difference whether you're going to be mitame biyadayim in a deraisa tuma or a derabanan tuma? If you look at the Rambam writes, he quotes his Mishnah. He says, if you see it falling, so Yeshua says you can't catch it. The tuma, you could catch it with your hands below netilas yadayim is the example he gives. The need for netilas yadayim is only a tuma derabanan. The Gemara is in Shabbos. If you remember from the second parak of Shabbos, your hands get tummy for a number of reasons. You have to therefore wash your hands. So he says somebody who didn't wash their hands is allowed to catch the tuma whatever he can, even though it's going to be mitame biyadayim midirabanan. Sounds from the Rambam, the Achronim point out only a tuma derabanan is allowed to be caused, according to Rabbi Yeshua, but not a tuma of the rice. So that's really subject to a larger discussion.
It also seems like he would hold that he doesn't have a shear. There's no shear for that because he wouldn't be able to hold more than 4 ounces in your hand.
Right, that's true. I guess I could probably get 4 ounces in there, maybe. I think if you have like a good cup, you can hold it really tight.
4 ounces?
That's not a lot.
Yeah.
4 ounces is not as much.
Yeah. I think you get it. And if you have like people there, but you could probably get a nice size cup in here. Depending how tight you hold your fingers without any cracks. But
hey, revit doesn't mean 4 ounces. No, revit means like this. Melologmav. That's more than enough. It's a very small amount. Revit is not a.
Melologmav is a little less than revit.
A little less, but you know, like a half a cup of wine. You can hold a half a cup of wine in your hand.
Yeah, 3 ounces
now. Interesting discussion. I saw them back here. The Marasham was once raised a following shaila, which he learned. He tried to learn from our sugya how to pass on the shaila. The shaila was, there was a Yehudi, a Jew, who was living in a certain village, and the governor required him to pay a certain amount of money for their church or for the base of Avodah Zarah, whatever it was. Let's assume it was Avodah Zarah, and he didn't want to give the money. Of course, he didn't want to support this Avodah Zarah, house of Avodah Zarah
institution.
Okay,
I don't go to that temple.
And then he knew in the end of the day, if he wasn't going to pay the amount of money, they're going to make him pay twice the amount of money. They're going to force you either pay up front half of it, or you pay up twice. If you don't pay us up front, we're going to come get the money from you.
That's a good way for a fundraiser. Sure.
So the question was he able to compromise and pay money up front and support this house of Avodah Zarah to help prevent any further losses? That's the case of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to cause, if you let everything fall down, you're going to cause a loss of all your chulin, a very large hefsed mammon. So he said, you're allowed to do an iser of being mitami of biadaim to protect the hefsed mammon. So he wanted to learn from this source that you can do a lesser iser of supporting Avodah Zarah to prevent a larger iser of having to support it even more so. That was, and he goes back and forth.
But with Avodah Zarah, there must have been, you know, like a threat to his life. When you're talking about these paritzim and you're talking about these kings that ruled over. I mean, you're talking about Sakanat Nefashot here.
So I'm not sure exactly where this was. It's possible that was a consideration. Alternatively, may have been, maybe just a...
just a,
I don't know.
Tax.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Lived under Obama.
Now the Gemara goes on. We're 10 lines from the top, from the bottom rather, Eisidin. Rava or Rav Nachman. Rava posed the question to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was just the one who quoted this whole, he was the second person who also agreed to this understanding of Midiram, that he learns it from this Rabbi Yeshua. So he asked the following question. Says the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Hanidon Dom Elaraya. Rabbi Yossi is responding to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, your source is not comparable to what you're learning too. Shekisha'idu Rabbeinu, when the Chumim were made, Al Mahi'idu, what were they testifying about? Meaning, where'd you learn this from? Im al habasar shenitma bivlatotuma shesorfino, so im habasar shenitma b'avatuma, that's the Rabbi Chanina's case. If that was the source, burning meat of Rishon, the meat of three, or the third level, is that tame v'zat tame? So that can't be the source of Rabbi Meir. Im al hashemen shenifsal, Rabbi Kiva's case, b'tivul yom shemalikin, also b'nei shenitma b'tame meis, zat pasal v'zat tame? That also can't be the source. Af anumodim b'tshuma, we also agree that you can take chuma that was tame on a certain level with chuma that was tame on a higher level. But how can you take something that's vade tame with something that's a safek tuma? Maybe Eliyahu is going to come along and be mitahir everything. And how can you learn this as a source for your lach of burning chuma tahora with Chuma Tumea? And further he goes on to say, Hapigal Vanosar Vatame, Pigal, which had the raw machshavos when performing the carbon, and Nosar, something that was left overnight after the time of eating it. And Tame, these things, which the halacha is, Rashi tells us, Rashi says that all these things, the Gemara tells us, they get Tumas Yadayim, or if the person does these things, Pigal, and they touch these things, it's going to be Tame Yadayim. And on that, Beishami Omrim, Ein Nisrafen Kachas, you cannot take these three things and burn them together. Ubeis hil omrim nisrafim kachas, you can burn these things together. So says Rashi, let's look at Rashi about Tame, two lines down. Basar kodesh nitma, pigal venosar, all those things, all the and things that came Tame from basar kodesh nitma. Dekayim alam beperk acharon, degazra len sheyitma itam was yadayim. These three things, if a person, a kohen, touches them, their hands become tame. Vafa pish ein ochel mitame adam, even though a food cannot normally mitame a person, gazra len letame mi ases yadayim. But in this case, there's special gzera. Velo letame es a guf, not the whole body, just their hands. Vishim chashte kahuna vasle kuna kin mefarshin hasan. The Gemara explained because their laziness, they want to make sure they don't leave things over, they don't have the wrong machshavos. Vafil hachi, still nonetheless, is a lie of tuma derabanan. It has a tuma derabanan. Amid beishamay de ain sorfin pigal venosar. You cannot burn them together. Shein tamei minatorah imatamei shu tamei minatorah. You cannot take pigal venosar, which is only tamei midderabanan, with tamei deraisam. The kol shkem a tuma tover tamei. Certainly, in our case of erev Pesach, you can't take tuma which is vade tower, and no tuma derabanan with tuma that's tamei midderaisa. Vafil beis hilal lo kasharu elam mishum deis pigal venosar l'tumah derabanan. He only permitted burning those things together because at least pigal venosar has tumah derabanan. But our case of bedikas chametz tumah tahora has no tumah derabanan. That was the whole question of Rabbi Yossi. Now bring it back to our Gemara. The Gemara says three lines down. Vi saka daitach. Rabbi Meir, midiri Rabbi Yeshua kamar. If Rabbi Meir is the source of Rabbi Meir's, if Rabbi Yeshua is the source of Rabbi Meir's halacha, amai mahadu Rabbi Yosi midir Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim. Why, when Rabbi Yosi is attacking Rabbi Meir, he says, "What do you mean? Rabbi Chanina says this, and Rabbi Kiva says this." Rabbi Meir should just respond, "I'm not talking about Rabbi Chanina.
Right,
I'm not
talking Yeshua.
About Rabbi Yeshua is my source. Why are you talking about another Tana?" So clearly, according to this Bryce, Rabbi Yossi's response tells us Rabbi Meir did not learn from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Lava Daitu. Rabbi Yossi didn't realize where Rabbi Meir was coming from. Who, Rabbi Yossi, who savar Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, Kamar Lei. He thought Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Chanina. Amar Lei, says Rabbi Meir, on the mid Rabbi Yeshua Kamina. No, I don't learn from Rabbi Chanina. I learn from Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yossi responds, "Vamrelei." So if you learn from Rabbi Yeshua, I have another response. Then Rafilu Rabbi Yeshua na mieno hinamidas. Even if you want to learn from Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua also doesn't make much sense. He's not a logical equation to your case. Deha mo de Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua shesorif is zubif nayasma v'zubif nayasma. Even in your case, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree you have to burn the Chuma Torah separate from the Chuma Tameo. Says the Gemara, "Va'amai einamim nemida." Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's not logical to equate the case of Chuma Tahora, the Chuma Tamea, to the case of Rabbi Yeshua? It's very logical, because both cases, as we said before, where there's an Isser Derbanan at play. The case of right, let's look at Rashi. Mida Umidahi. Rashi says, Deha Tahora Gemurahi Hachavis Hazos. The case of Rabbi Yeshua is the Chavis had Vade Shuma Tahora in it. Yet still Rabbi Yeshua allowed you to catch it underneath with a Keli that was Tame, and you're going to be Metame Shuma Tahora. So it's in the case of Chametz, you could take Shuma Tahora, put it with Shuma Tamea, even though you're Vade going to be Metame Shuma Tahora. Sounds like a very good equation. Mido Midehi, it's a very good equation, Rabbi Yeshua, as a source for Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says no. Why did Rabbi Yossi not like this equation? Shiny Hassam in the case of Rabbi Yeshua is different. Dika Hefsed Chulun, because you're going to cause a large Hefsed Mammon to the Chulun that's below in this pit underneath. And for that purpose, you're able to Mibetame Chuma Biadayim. Gemara says, Masnisen, Maskiv Rav Yirmia, Masnisen Nami Ika Hefsed Eitzim. There's also, according to our Mishnah of the Bidigas Chametz, there's going to be the loss of wood, firewood. Says Rashi, the Eitzim Shitzarach L'Hesek Shtei Hesekel. So you need two firewoods now. If you're telling me I've got to burn Chuma Torah separate from the Chuma Tamea, I have to make two fires. And that's a loss of firewood. Much easier, much more convenient, and much more efficient to have one large fire to burn both of them together. Says the Gemara, Amar Lai, Hahu Saba, Hefsed Meruba, Chashashu, Lehefsed Muat Lo Chashashu. They were concerned with a larger Hefsed. You had a lot of chulin that were below in this pit, in this wine press. That was a concern. So therefore, you're allowed to mimitame Shuma Torah for the purpose of the Hefsed Mammon. But two fires, not such a big deal. It's only a little bit of a loss, so we're able to have a little bit of loss for the protection, for preventing you from violating Shuma Torah and mimitame. We find this in a number of places that when there's a Hefsed Mammon, you can violate certain Isurim, or sometimes you don't have to take the Chumra approach. I mean, sometimes you have a big Machlokas in Poskim, and there will Paskin Lechumra. And the Ramah will say, if in the case of Hefsed Mammon, you can rely on a lesser, the Makil opinion. You find this in a number of places in Ramah, a number of places in the Poskim. Now, going back for a second, the last Amud, the bottom, where Rabbi Yossi says to him, how can you take Chuma Tahor, sorry, Chuma Teluya, Chuma that is Suffolk Tuma, and combine it with Chuma Temea? Eliyahu might come along and say it was actually Tahor. So don't take Chuma Torah and Mimatame, because it might really be Tahor, you just don't know any better. Eliyahu might come along and tell us. So there's an interesting discussion when it comes to Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a Gemara in Shabbos which talks about whether you could use the skin, the or of a dag, for tefillin. And Rashi says we do not rely on Eliyahu HaNavi to paskin Isser v'heter shalos. Lo b'shamayim, it doesn't come from Eliyahu. We, the Chacham down here, have to make decisions. We don't trust Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Rambam goes further to say, if a Navi comes along and says, the halacha is this way, he's actually a Navi Sheker. Because halacha, we don't lo b'shamayim. We do not trust the Torah. The halacha does not come b'shamayim. It comes according to us. So a navi says, I had a nevuah. The nevuah told me, the Ruach HaKodesh told me the halacha is this way. He's a navi sheker. How then do we allow Rabbi Eliyahu navi here and elsewhere to come and paskin shalas for us? So Mishnah Melech tells us, and he uses this gemara as one of the sources, that we don't trust Eliyahu navi when it comes to Isver Heter. When it comes to Safek and Metzias, we just don't know. Did someone tell me touch us or someone tell me not touch us? We don't know what happened. We just don't know the Matthias. We can't know the facts. Chachamim can't tell me what happened. They can't look back to the future. Then we can rely on Eliyahu Navi. That's not considered lo b'shamayim. That's not a psak halacha. You're right, it affects halacha, but it's not a psak halacha in terms of how do we paskin. It's a question of Matthias. Once you know the facts, and Mimele, you know what the halacha is.
That you left. Comes to clarify.
To clarify the facts, exactly.
He's like testifying about what happened.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's the facts, and you applied however you want to take the facts. So that's where we do trust Eliyahu HaNavi.
This case of Truma Tumina and Truma Tahora, and the mixture, it's a matter of the Shashishis, where everything has to go anyway, or Lav Dafka?
Well, actually, the next Gemara is about to talk about the timing, but right up until this point, we're talking about the sixth hour, yeah, where it's Aser Midirabanan, where it's eventually going to go to the Ibud.
It has to go, right?
Yeah.
But still, I cannot destroy them together.
Right. The next Gemara is actually, that's the suffix. What's the status before the sixth hour? Before the sixth hour, can someone burn these together, or only the sixth hour with an Issur Derabanan? That's a great segue. Because the Gemara says now, Amar Reb Lassi, Amar Reb Yochanan, Machlokas B'Shesh. The whole discussion above, it's only regarding the sixth hour, about B'Sheva, Divrei Akol Sorfen. The seventh hour, everyone, even Rabbi Yossi, will agree to burn them together. Look at Rashi, Machlokes B'Sheish. Shadayin Ahatara Torah Ela Isser Derabanan. At the sixth hour, there only exists an Isser Derabanan. Aval B'Sheva Shenesra Kvar Minat Torah. It's already Aser, according to everybody, Minat Torah. Ein Lecha Tuma Gedola Mizu. No greater Tuma than this, even though it's not a really Tuma, it's really Isser, but still. The Divrei Akol Af L'Rabbi Yossi Sorfen. Everyone agrees to burn it. But the whole debate right now is only the sixth hour where there's an Issur Derabanan. Rabbi Yossi says the Issur Derabanan is not enough to make it Tameh. It's only an Issur Derabanan. Midraisa, it's still Torah. Don't put them together. But after Sheva, it's also Deraisa. It's basically Tameh. The question that Gemara is about to go now, what about before the sixth hour? Where there's no Issur Derabanan? And that's going to depend on where does Rabbi Meir learn his halacha from? Rabbi Meir learns his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua, or does he learn his halacha from Rabbi Hanina Skanakwanim? I'll say it outside first just to make it clear, then we'll look it inside. If you learn it from Rabbi Hanina Skanakwanim, so his case was a case where it was already Tuma Dirabanan. We had Tuma Diraisa of Rishon and a Tuma Dirabanan of Shlishi. So only because the other Basa was Tuma Dirabanan can you combine the two. But if it was Tahor, you couldn't combine the two. So only in the case of Erev Pesach, where there's an Isser Derabanan, namely the sixth hour, can you be Metame the two together. Prior to the sixth hour, where it's completely Tahor, you cannot. That's if you learn Rabbi Meir from Rabbi Hanina Skanakwanim. But if you learn him, that he's learning from Rabbi Yeshua says the case of Chuma Tahora is falling down. Currently, the Chuma is completely Tahor, yet still he allows you to be Metame it because ultimately he's going to Libud. So in our case, even the fifth, even the fourth hour, where currently the Chuma is Tahora, there's no Isser Derabanan yet, but it's going to inevitably going to be Le'ibud eventually, still you're allowed to be Metameit B'Yadayim.
I mean, that's quite a statement. Eventually it's going to be, I mean, this Tuma that's falling down, it's falling down. It's in action right now, it's about to become Tameh, so I save it. Or I save the Chulin underneath it for a loss of Mamon. But now I'm in the third hour, how am I to say that this, oh, it's going to be in 7 hours, so I could say something about it for tomorrow, too?
Right. And that's a good question. You're right.
The loss of Mamon, because he's going to have to burn both anyway that day. So in order to save Mamon, he can burn it all at once. He has to burn it that day.
But he still has 3 hours. He can still be eaten.
Unless he knows he's not going to find a coin.
How does he know anything? I mean, he's got to wait until the sixth hour if he's going to do anything. He can't just decide in the second hour. How many times do you think things are going a certain way, and then 10 minutes later things change? I mean, it's impossible.
That is a good question. I'm not sure the answer to that. Try to poke around here quickly, see if anyone addresses this quickly. But I don't.
I mean, we could
say that for everything.
We do set aside. We know before, like we do in the morning, at night, when we do the Bdikas Chametz. So we set aside
a few pieces
that we're gonna eat, and everything else we're not. We're selling. You know what I'm saying? So in essence, even though that tomorrow really you're allowed to eat everything, we're doing that setting aside in a certain way.
But then, once you talk about Shuma, so the I hear the question: how would you be able to burn it? If it's possible to get rid of it still. I mean, you can still give it to other Kohanim to eat. I'm not sure how setting it aside is going to help us with this point here.
You're setting it aside, but yeah, if not, I mean, if you find a coin or something else some other way, then you can, then you would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, again,
but in the back of your mind, you also have that as you're also saying that if not...
Okay, if not, but if you're going to say Rabbi Meir according to Rabbi Yoshua, and you can burn it in the second hour, third hour, fourth hour, why can't I just burn Truma now? 5 days before, what do I? Anytime I can burn Truma, because I can say I'll never find someone for it. Okay, let me burn it.
I'm saying, but this is the.
Okay, so
you have a deadline.
A month before Pesach, I can say, hold on, I have a deadline in a month and a half of Pesach is coming. Let me, you know what I'm? I'm just saying it's. In the case of Rabbi Yeshua, it's falling. It's falling right now, actively into Chulin, and I'm about to letameze. So I have to do it.
So the Rishonim, all even Tosas, which I didn't see, but Tosas and all the Rishonim asked this question to Rashi, and therefore said this Gemara we're about to see, we haven't seen it, is not really a suffix. The Gemara never really entertained the possibility that you can burn it before the sixth hour or not. Okay. That's what it seems. So just from a surface reading here, but that seems to be the question, and I don't see a yeshiv, any answer for Rabbi, for Rashi in the back here, just from a quick look.
Yeah,
so,
I always knew I think like those folks. It's in me.
Okay, so Gemara says, let's look at
Ashkenazi.
So Gemara says now, again, the whole machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, is only in the sixth hour, but the seventh hour, Rabbi Yossi, even he agrees you could burn it. Question is, what about before the sixth hour? So that's what we thought the suffix was, according to Rashi. So Amr Lei, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi. Neymar Kasava, Rabbi Yochanan, who just made the statement, this distinction between sixth and seventh, he is the author of that statement. Neymar Kasava, Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisin Ba'ava Tuma Deraisa, Vivlao Tuma Derabanon, Umay Midireyam, Midire Rabbi Chinias Kana Kwanim. Perhaps he learned it, as we just said, because he thinks the whole halacha, the source of Rabbi Meir, is from Rabbi Chanina, who says once there's an Isser Derabanan, namely the sixth hour, that's when the Isser, that's when the one is allowed to metame, burn them together. Mar says, yeah, you're right, that's exactly where he learned this from. It's Marnami, it was stated, Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisim, Bavatuma Deraisa, Vlad Tuma Derabanan, Umay Midire, Midire Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kwanim. So that's exactly what the statement says. That's how they learn this. Now, the reason why, the fact that Gemara asked the question that we're talking about Rabbi Chanina, so let's say we're talking about Rabbi Yeshua. As if to say for Rabbi Yeshua, that's where Rashi is coming from. From Rabbi Yeshua's angle, it sounds like it would be mutter to burn it even before the sixth hour. That's where Rashi comes from. The question is, why you have to burn it? Because you might find quantum to eat it. So I don't know the answer to that. So Gemara goes on to bring a couple of supports. Possible supports. Slema, Misaile, let's say that this supports the idea that even the seventh hour Rabbi Yossi agrees. Hapigal says the Hapigal Vanosa Vatame, these three things, Beishame Omrim Ein Nisrafim Kachas, you do not burn them together. Beishil Omrim Nisrafim Kachas, Beishil says you can burn them together. So what's the case here? The case is that the Nosar and Tame are Tuma Derbanon. Sorry, the Pigal Nosar are Tuma Derbanon, and you can be Metame with Tuma Deraisa. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. How does it translate to our case? So look at Rashi, Hapigol Vanosa, Rechulei, Rabbi Yossi, Amrle Le'el, Bekamer Le'el, Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Yossi's response above. He says the following to Rabbi Meir. Beha hu, the Amri Beis Hillel, Nisrafim Kachas, Mishum de Pigol Vanosa, Asir Midereisa. Beis Hillel allows you to burn them because there's an Issa Deraisa. Habab Issa Derbanan, Lo Shar L'Tumei B'Yadayim. But when it comes to Issa Derbanan, these do not permit you to be Mitameh. Shemina Mina, we learn from this, however, Mia de Issa Deraisa, Moda Rabbi Yossi, Avagav de Lecha Shem Tuma Aleo. So let's understand this for a moment. Beis Hillel allows you to burn Pigal Nosa and Tame together, because Pigal Nosa are Asr. They're Asr Midereisa. Forget the Tuma Derban right now. They're Asr Midereisa. You can take something Asr Midereisa to eat and combine it with something that's Tuma Deraisa. Issa Deraisa with Tuma Deraisa. That's exactly our case of the Bdikas Chametz. You have now Chuma Torah, which is Issa Deraisa at the seventh hour, and you have Chuma Tumea Deraisa, combined Issa Deraisa and Tuma Deraisa. It's all the same thing. Beis Hillel, that's what he said, you're allowed to burn them together. And that's Rabbi Yossi quoting this statement. So you see, Rabbi Yossi agrees in the seventh hour you could burn them. Says the Gemara, you cannot bring a proof from that case. It's because Shani Hasim, the Issei Tumah Derabanan. That case, it wasn't because there was an Issei Deraisa of Pig of an Oser, but the Chum added Tumah Derabanan. Forget that we're not discussing on the plane of Isurim. We're talking about the plane of Tumah. So you have Tumah Derabanan with Tumah Deraisa, that's why Rabbi Yossi agrees to permit it. But let's say you had a case where there's no Tumah Derabanan. It was only an Issei Deraisa, like our case of Chumah Tahor and Er Pesach. It's Asim Deraisa at the seventh hour, but there's no Tumah. There's not even a Tumah Derabanan. That maybe he wouldn't agree to. Only when there's a Tumah Derabanan would Rabbi Yossi agree to.
So pickle and osur, that's the raisa.
There's an isur deraisa to eat it, but the Tumah is only Tumah Derabanan. That's part of the confusion. That how much do we equate isurim and Tumah in this regard?
When we say about Tumah, the third. This
that's Tumah Derabanan.
That's the raisa.
Right. So you could take pickle and osur, which are isur deraisas, and combine them with Tumah deraisas.
Derabanan.
Well, no, first derisa, then he says, and only, no, Rabbi Yossi says, only because there's also a Tumah Derabanan here for the Pigol Noser, that's why you could combine it with Tumah Derisa.
But they became Pigol and Noser, how does it, that was the Rabbanan, Pigol Noser.
So that, the Rashi quoted above, that they were Gozer, the Chachamim were Gozer, that there's going to be a Tumah Derabanan if you touch Pigol and Noser. And leftover food, it's a derisa to eat Noser. Chachamim didn't want the Quran to be so lazy. So he said, if you touch Nosar, if you make Nosar, you're going to be Tameh. Because they were more concerned sometimes with Tumah. Like, what do they care about Nosar? All right, don't eat it. But it's not mine. It's
the pigle is the Machshava.
Right, Machshava, so exactly.
How does that work? With the
so if they have the wrong Machshavas, so they want them to have the right Machshavas. So they're going to say, if you, the Kohen, have the wrong Machshavas, you're going to be Tameh. And the Kohen were so concerned with Tumah, so they didn't want to have the wrong Machshavas, so they were very much focused on having the right
Machshavas. Only the item becomes Tameh. But here, the Rabbanan is saying that you become Tameh.
No, on Midiraisa, even the Pigol Noser do not become Tameh. They just become Aser.
Or they become Tameh. Or they, that,
Midirabanan,
that's what I was confused
right,
about.
Exactly.
Okay. They become Aser, but not Tameh.
Exactly. So the only reason Thagmara says, in the case of Er Pesach again, you're taking a Chuma Tahora, which is Aser Deraisa in the seventh hour, with a Chuma Tameh Deraisa, combine the two. But there's no Chuma, there's no Tumah Derabanan on the Chuma Tahora, and it's getting so confusing now.
You should get a dry erase board.
A what?
Dry erase
board. I know, that would be helpful. So therefore you cannot learn from the case of Pigol Noser Tamei, because at least by the Pigol Noser, there was at least a Tumah Derabanan. Er Pesach, the Chuma Tahora, although it's Asa Midirais at the seventh hour, there's no Tumah Derabanan. So therefore, we can't prove this to Rabbi Yossi. Gemara suggests maybe there's another place we could bring a raya to Rabbi Yossi that he agrees in the seventh hour. Lema, Messiah le hapas sheipsha v'nifsela milechel le'eldam ve'kelv yachel achla. So you have bread that went bad, got moldy, and it was no longer edible for humans, but a dog was still able to eat it. And the din is, it's k'mitame tumas ochlin b'chabetza. The normal din is for ochel to be mitame b'yadayim, if it becomes tame, and to be mitame other things, it has to have a shiva k'beitza. So, since Rashi explains that since this was once Michael Adam, so it has the status of an ochel until it gets so bad that it's possible and edible to a dog. If it never reached the level of Michael Adam, so it's not considered ochel. But once it reaches that status, as long as it does not go below the threshold of ochel for a kelev, it's going to still maintain the shame ochel and mitame. And the halacha is, the Gemara says, v'nisrefes imat tamea b'pesach. And you can be metameh, you can burn together with something tameh on Pesach. So what's this case talking about? Let's look at Rashi. Two white lines down in Rashi. Nisrefes imat tamea b'pesach. Vafilu hi chuma tahora. Let's say this piece of bread was chuma tahora. That got bad, was left over, became moldy. V'hovade Rabbi Yossi kamarle. This certainly Rabbi Yossi agrees to. D'Rei Meir, if Rei Meir was talking about this, was the author of the statement, Afil Pas Shemal Yasashari, even though it was a regular, nice, fresh piece of bread, he would permit burning it together. So it must be Rabbi Yossi who says this. Vishma Mina Demodi Rabbi Yossi Hecha De La Basachilahi Huadin La Pas Shemal Yasa B'Sheva Shals. So this is the comparison. Inedible bread can be Metame, if it's Shuma, so too, inedible bread because of the Isser Derais of Chametz can also be combined with Chuma Tamea. Meaning they're both asr to eat. One's asr to eat because physically it's inedible for humans, and one's asr to eat because there's an Isser Deraisa. But they're both asr to eat, or not, both they're both inedible, if you could call it Isser Lacha. It's both inedible, if you will. So just like he allows you to take something inedible, Chuma Torah, combine it with Tuma, so to Erev Pesach, you could take the inedible food of the Isser Deraisa of the seventh hour, Mitame it with Chuma Tamea. So that's certainly this we proved, Rashi proved, this is Rabbi Yossi making the statement. The Gemara says, no. Shani Hassan, the case of Pasha Shibshra is different. The offer Ba'alma, who? It's once it's not edible, it's inedible, it becomes dirt. It's therefore not considered food, as opposed to the case of Erev Pesach, it's still considered food. It's just us to eat. You can't combine something that's physically inedible to something that's inedible because of the Isser, the Raisa. Okay. So now the Gemara says, that's the whole discussion. Gemara goes back for a moment to discuss Reb Meir's opinion. If Reb Meir now, he has two different places,
did Pulchamira and you made it Hefker, did that make it like
Afar Ba'alma anyways, you're saying?
Yeah. If we're talking about the
7th hour,
then we for sure did, you know.
So, I guess still it's a good, very good question, but I guess the difference would be one is actually Afar Ba'alma and one is just
like
halachically Afar Ba'alma, right? That's a good question though. Okay, so now the Gemara says Reb Meir again, just to review for 2 seconds, that he says halacha, you combine Shuma Torah with Shuma Tameah on Erev Pesach, and we have two different places how you can learn Midirayim. Either Midirayim means from Rabbi Yeshua, or it means from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So if you learn that he says it from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Gemara has the following question. Ihachi, if this is true, that he learns it from Rabbi Chanina but Skana Kohanim, my moda, what's he admitting to? So, what's Rabbi Yossi responding? Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean, Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yeshua would also be moda in this case to burn them separately. Why are you talking about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua now? Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina. If Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua, so I understand where Rabbi Yossi comes along and quotes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. But if you're understanding that Rabbi Meir learns him from Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, so why in the world is Rabbi Yossi saying, but Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua say this? Talking about two different people. So the Gemara explains as follows. Hachi kamar le Rabbi Yossi, le Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi responds to Rabbi Meir. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua. You're right. I know you're talking about Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, but I'm going to tell you even further. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekel, even Rabbi Yeshua is the most lenient opinion out there regarding Tumah V'Tahara. Ki Mekel, when he's Mekel, he's only Mekel B'Tluya V'Tumeya, when there's a case of Tumeya and something that's a Suffolk Tumah. Avapa Tahora V'Tumeya Lo. He won't say in a case of something that's Vade Tahora that you can combine that with Vade Tuma. So says the Gemara, Nihachi Amai Enu Himina Mida. Mida Umidi. So why is it not logical? It seems to be very logical. So let's look at Rashi now. Ihachi. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've run 8 Y lines down. It says Ihachi. Is this the right one? Yeah, Ihachi, Rabbi Meir, Midi Rabbi Chanina Yolif, Amai Einim Hinamida. Why is it not logical? Midi Midi, it's very logical. Dehob is Sheish, Ika Isur Derbanan Al Torah. Kihasam, Ika Tuma Derbanan. Rabbi Yossi, Lo Shani Le Bain Shem Tuma Le Shem Isur. De Amris, De Mod Rabbi Yossi, Besheva Hol of Ika Isur Deraisa. Vapa P. Deleka Ola Shem Tuma. Alba Lo Shani Le. We came to Lo Shani Le, Shapi Yolif, Rabbi Meir, Midi Rabbi Chanina. Damar d'mitamin tuma m'derbanam, v'tuma d'raisa, hachanam m'tamin iser d'rabanam m'tame tuma d'raisa. So Rabbi Meir says that he learns from Rabbi Chanina because Rabbi Meir thinks you can combine the concept of iser and tuma. Rabbi Chanina is talking about a case of tuma d'rabanam, and the case of Erev Pesach of the 6th hour is iser d'rabanam. It seems to be very logical, they're both inedible. That's what Rabbi Meir's response is. So why does Rabbi Yossi say, even though Rabbi Yossi says you can't combine a Tumeya Torah, Rabbi Meir says my case is not Tahora. My case is an Issa Derbanan. My case is a Tumah Derbanan. So it seems to be a very logical equation now. So the Gemara says, this is the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi. It really boils down to the following. What are they arguing about? What's the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah as follows. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hocha B'Basar Shenitba B'Mashkin Shenitba B'Mach Masheret. Here you have a piece of meat that became tame from a liquid, the liquid that became tame from a sheret. So again, a sheret went into, let's say, water. Now the water is tame. Now this water gets onto the meat. That's the machlokas. How is this the machlokas? The azda, Rabbi Meir tame, Rabbi Yossi the tame. They both go according to their general reasons. This is lishitasam. This is their general reasonings. What's their reasoning? What's their general opinions? Liquid is only able to be mitame other things on a dirabanan level. So the case of the beginning of the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim is where the basar became tame from liquid, and now the basar is only tame midirabanan. So you can compare that to Erev Pesach, where the Truma Tahora is only asim midirabanan on the sixth hour. They're both the same plane of dirabanans.
Again, so the
yeah,
the sherets goes into the water,
right,
and makes a tummy. Now that goes onto the meat,
right.
Okay, now what?
So now, when this liquid, this water, goes onto the meat, does that water make this meat tuma deraisa or tuma derabanan? And that's the machlokas here. Right, Meir holds that it makes it only tuma derabanan, this meat. So once that's the whole case of Rabbi Chanina now. Rabbi Chanina's case is a tuma derabanan.
Why is that only tuma derabanan? Sherets is deraisa.
No, right, but the ability for the liquid to then be mitame, there's a long Rashi here. If you go through, if you want, a very long Rashi at this time, you can try to go through it. But he holds, Rabbi Meir holds, only mitame on a derabanan level. So now this basa that we're talking about, Rabbi Chanina, is only a tuma derabanan. So through the case of Erev Pesach.
Mida le mida.
Right, exactly. Shuma Tahora is an Isser derabanan in the sixth hour. You're right, once Isser, once tuma, but it's still derabanan levels. But Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi latame, he holds differently. The Amar Tumas Mashin latame acherim deraisa. It's really deraisa. Okay. And therefore, Bechanina's case is a tuma deraisa. You cannot compare a tuma deraisa to a tuma or an Isser derban of the sixth hour. Only the seventh hour, where there's an Isser deraisa, you can combine the two deraisas. What comes out is, they're both comfortable equating Isurim and tuma. The question is, are we talking about a tuma deraisa or a tuma derban?
So we know that the sherets made the water tame mideoraita. That
right.
We know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we, I guess, but we don't know now if the. Okay, so now the sherets made this liquid tame.
Mm-hmm.
What is our problem? If that liquid touches something, doesn't it become tame?
That was his question. That's this machlokas. We'll see. The Bryce is about to tell us. It's a big machlokas whether that liquid can in turn make something else tame or not. That's a.
So we don't know that for.
That's
not,
a machlokas.
That's not like a fact that we've ever. That's a machloket. That's
three-way machlokas we're about to see. Yeah, three-way machlokas.
Everybody holds that it is.
It is tamei deraisa. Rabbi Meir holds it's only tamei midirabanan. That's the.
That's
the
difference.
They have a bunch of Yossi. You can't compare to. Now, how do you come back to chametz?
Right. So Rabbi Yossi says, since Rabbi Chanina's case now is a case of tuma deraisa, you can't apply that to sixth hour where there's only an issa derabanan. But the seventh hour with an Issa deraisa, so then we're talking about the same terms, deraisa deraisa. Rabbi Meir says no, even the Rabbi Chanina's case was a tuma derabanan, and therefore you can combine that the sixth hour where there's an Issa derabanan.
The person makes good point there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's look at the Braisa. The machloka is about mashkim, the tami acherim. The Tanya, the Braisa says, now at the top of Tezayim, we'll probably go down a few lines here just to complete this Braisa. Safek mashkin li tame, tame. You have mashkin, there's a suffix whether it became, li tame, whether it became tame or not, this tame. However, le tame acherim, that's only tahor. Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chein haya Rabbi Elazar omer kidvar. So that's right, Meir, it's only mitame other things, it's suffix would be tahor, which means suffix tuma of acherim is only a derabanan. And that's why you could paskin tahor. Rabbi Yehuda omer lechol tame, it's going to be tame regards to everything it touches. It's going to be tamei acherim. And Rabbi Yossi, our opinion says, Rabbi Shimon omrim le'ochlin tameim le'kelim tarm. They split. It's going to be midiraisa tamei foods, but begadim and utensils, it will not be mitame. He splits. But for our purposes, Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about food, the mashkim that touches basar. So the basar will become tuma deraisa. And this is the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.